If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why does no one know how to recycle? Well, the planet's fucked anyway. That's something to be in your early 20s, Lucy, and be that bitter. Planet's fucked anyway.
A lot of them feel that way. That doesn't matter anyway, because the older people are just fucking it up.
One of the ideas is they say that younger people are not having children because they're worried about the state of climate change.
That is the main reason why I'm not having children now. Why I would, if I would maybe adopt. I think I'm done. But or not even start.
Mine is that they're icky.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I know a lot of friends that only have one kid because they say, because of climate change, I don't want to add more people to the planet.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had friends say that. And not like in a grandstanding, oh, look at me. It's not like something they advertise. These are good friends where they said, we don't really say this a lot. So
I say, have as many kids as you like. That's your business.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that other people are reacting to climate change in a different way.
I also think the hardest thing for me, I know when I'm either hanging out with my niece and nephews, is the quality of when you have to hold their hand, it's always grimy or sticky.
Oh, yeah, so sweet and little hands.
It really, I guess as a parent, you get used to it.
Oh,
I never get used to holding, like when we're crossing the street, my niece and now my nephew's hands, my older nephew wasn't ever as bad, but my niece's hands, she could wash her hands and she would hold your hand next time and it would be sticky or something. Like it would be in 30 seconds. And my youngest nephew is like that too. And it's
so
like,
cute.
It's so clammy. And it the state of children's hands is not something, it's something I feel for you parents.
You
about.
Better stop talking. You're going to make my milk come in. I'm getting ready.
No, this is BDSM, BDSY, episode, season 4, episode
Low
11.
Low deck selling yacht. Yeah.
Burnt hands and broken hearts.
This is reality, gays.
And I'm Poodle.
And I'm Maddie.
We need to. I'm glad we're doing that more. I used to. I fully admit I had a hang up about it.
It's fine. I have an idea about it, and then I forgot to tell you. So remind me.
What do you mean?
I just have an idea that maybe make you a way of maybe thinking about it that'll make you feel more comfortable.
Well, just tell me on the air.
No, I want to tell you off the air.
Anyway, I won't remember, but that's fine. So the last episode, we're releasing these on the same day because it was a double episode release, a two bagger.
Boom, boom.
And so what I realized kind of going through here is we gave a lot of away a lot of the plot of this episode in a previous episode. So forgive us for that.
At the beginning, watch them both.
Yeah, there will be. I don't think we'll really repeat ourselves here, but we'll say, oh, yep, that was in this episode, actually, not the one.
Some of the things I actually feel like I'm not going to be talking about a lot of the same things as
me
last
either.
Episode because we talked about last with the kind of actions of what happened with this love triangle. And to me, then this episode is the aftermath and kind of how people reacted to that. So those are a lot of my notes for this.
Yeah. And I think we can kind of talk about Gacy in more detail and
Gacy Gate.
Yeah, it feels like Mersey Doats and Dozy Doats to me. It just
Mersey Doats and Doats and Doats and
Mersey Doats and Dozy Doats and Lemsey Divey. Go kill a little Ivy too, wouldn't you? That was how Daisy would say it.
That's how she would say it. Yes, it is.
Mersey Doats in the saloon.
It's
awkward.
So they are, okay, real quick. RG Plus is now on Apple Podcasts. It's also at the $8 tier just for Apple Podcasts. That's it.
you get us with one click.
One click. If you want to listen to this.
One dick.
One dick. You get me with one dick too. You keep me with two dicks. You get me with one.
Wow.
For those of you that want to listen to the show commercial free, that you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, their premiums, RG Plus. For the Patreon and Supercasters, we want to remind you that Supercast and Patreon are equal forces of the debauchery called
Yay!
Reality Gaze Plus.
Everything is on both things. Even the you can vote for the Patreon poll. I link a Patreon. Poll.
Yep, you get Patreon polls, you get all the video tier. So yeah, you get all of that. I think that's it.
I was going to say also, if you haven't heard, I posted about it in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, and I think we dropped the trailer, but the Below Deck Down Under trailer for season 2 is out, and it's amazing. And Aisha's back with Captain Jason! And it looks like she's not taking any shit this season. It's going to be fun to see. And that is premiering July 17th. And that's why we think we're burning these off pretty quickly. I shouldn't say burning off there. This is
because it's good.
It's a riveting season for BDSM.
Unlike the boat, this isn't just all smoke. There's fire.
Parsifal 3 is a is a drag queen that needs a stage.
Oh, but yes.
Besides that. She's a jalopy. She's a lemon. I think we've already decided.
Well, I don't know if she's a lemon, but she's been going for a long time, I think.
She needs to be put out to pasture. She's just like, I got something to say about it. My fire alarm's going to go off. Oh, okay. She's upset that the all the department heads are stealing her thunder. She's been the drama all season long. And now she's like, oh, my fire alarm's going to go off. Oops, did I do that?
Just kidding. Ain't nothing there. yeah, they got to get a new pump.
And my plumbing's bad too, y'all. Oh.
In the words of Jaws, I think we're going to need a bigger boat. A better boat in this case.
I don't think Jaws ever said that because Jaws never spoke.
Really?
That was the scientist. Yeah.
Well. You know what I mean?
In the words of the movie. You know what? Even I'm being picky there. But I got what you're saying. But I thought immediately of how
him being like Jabber Jaws on the Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Jabber Jaw.
Jabber Jaw. I'm going to get you. Jabber Jaw. Oh, let's see those legs.
If you need to know, Jabberdaw was a faggot.
They call him Jab, 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 Jabberjaw. Yeah.
With a trick jaw, right?
Jabberjaw was gay. was, I don't know if the dune buggy was gay. I don't think that was gay.
I don't know. It was giving me chaotic bottom energy.
You know, maybe it was like pan or bi.
Yeah, at least. At least. Everyone needs a ride.
Droopy dog?
Droopy. I think Droopy was positively asexual.
Just high.
Droopy was just reading everybody. And I'm attracted to the person. I didn't have a tape. Whatever might be.
Wow.
I reject your binaries. Someone told me that sometimes they hear my Droopy or for Lacey that it also kind of sounds like Maya Angelou. And I can't get it out of my mind.
I am the voice of America.
And now I only hear Maya Angelou. It's like a Droopy Maya Angelou hybrid.
Wow.
I know. It's horror. Someone DM'd me that a while back. And it's been in my head, and I don't know if I've tried to make it more like Maya Angelou, but they said that whenever I hear Lacey from La Loupe, as I do her as Droopy dog, because of her, she never opens her lips when she talks. But yeah,
well,
we
that
need to move on. You know,
in 10
I'm
minutes,
in a weird area.
In 10 minutes, that's our course. Poodle, what's your first fucking tea bag?
I just want to talk about this Colin's first response to Gazy Gate and finding out they fucked. Is he says, that's my boy, Gary. And that, so he's so upset that Gary would have kept that from him. And then he says, you're liars. And that's when you go, because they kept saying, both of them, and when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Remember the reunion that they've had, all of the little things that Gary will just sit there and smile, and they're like, no, we've never slept together. And Gary was like, kind of like acting. He's the worst liar ever. But Daisy could get it out. She could do it. But Gary, and so Colin is basically having one of those moments that's saying, these two friends who I had, this whole relationship that I thought I had with them is kind of a lie.
Kind of incestuous, too.
Yeah, because Colin loves a big pronouncement and loves to talk about things. He's very wise seaman in that way. Seaman.
I don't like it when you say that word.
Seaman. Seaman.
Seaman. Seeming.
We need to move on.
But I just think it's interesting that he's very upset to the point where he's like, get out of here to Daisy. Get out of here. That's what he keeps saying. It's like, Colin, come in, come here. I need to talk to you. Colin.
That was terrible.
I know. I told you I can't do her thing. I can only do like three words. I can do awkward and slurn.
I brought it up a little bit. I want to talk more in depth about it, but I think this is less about what people did. This is usually the way it happens when you get upset. Yes, sometimes it's about what people did, but a lot of times it's about how they handled what their reactions to how it affected you. And this is like a domino of hurt. One person gets hurt, and instead of them just having a conversation, it's the worst combination, because Colin, at least a little, and you can correct me if you feel this is off. Colin he wants to take confrontation head on. when something he wants to handle it and to dispel it and be done with.
Daisy kind of like wants a scientist. He's wanting to,
And Daisy wants to avoid it at all costs, not even talk about it.
Right.
And then Gary wants to take what we talk about, avoid it mostly, except for the parts that I can use to make myself feel better and put people in weird positions.
Yeah. The kind of the most unhealthy version.
But how do I weaponize this? Yes. That, so it's the worst Cassie couldn't have gotten a more fucked up.
And I would argue that Colin's approach wants to take it head on, but to almost solve it like a math problem, like an engineer would.
Unemotionally.
So that's not going to be satisfying either.
No, good point.
But you're right. They all form this really uneasy pyramid of dysfunction.
Yeah, and I thought about, I mentioned this earlier too, but I thought about in the first episode, but in a different way, but I feel bad for Colin in that, all of them really, in a way, but I think what Colin has heard from is not only did they not tell him, but earlier I said, you know, they're the ones that used to complain, Gary would complain to Colin, Daisy to Colin, but think about they both had such heart to heart with Colin.
Oh, yeah.
About the other person and people they're dating. So he felt like he really knew two people. And now he probably is going, who do I know?
And that's the big fuck you in
show?
All this.
Is this a fake show where we're just on TV?
That's why he is just zonked. Yeah. And he can't really talk to Daisy about it. But he really is, I think he's more mad in a weird way. I think he's more mad at Gary.
Because
that friendship for him is something he thought he knew. He thought he knew that Gary was just going to break bro code. He thought he knew that, but at the end of the day, Gary was someone as a friend, a ride or die, who would do anything for him. And for Colin, something like this means everything has changed. And it's, I don't know if we've watched, especially in Below Deck, things get deep, but never really, really like you're at the very edge of something where people have been, I think, I was going to say, related to regular OG, Kate Chastain, you know what? This is very akin to Sandy firing Hannah, because they'd been together for so long.
Mm.
This is that kind of event that's happening, because this is shaking the department heads, and I guarantee you this is going to have repercussions the rest of the season, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Anyway, that was my first kind of teabag to talk about.
Why can't Gary just at first I went, okay, Gary didn't apologize. But then when Gary has that conversation with Daisy, well, first of all, when he and Colin talk, and actually let's talk about that first, the Colin and Gary conversation, when Colin actually kind of came up to him and said, you know, this is a dick mood. And he said, I'm starting to get feelings, like just the way it was brought up. So Colin even said, like, I'm just disappointed. And Gary says, and Gary's like, basically, I was backing her up. What was I supposed to do? And the inability for him to even take any responsibility.
Yep.
Yeah. It's and says, maddening.
I made a promise. You know, I'm still your friend. Because
I didn't do anything wrong.
Gary cannot tolerate the discomfort of someone not liking him. He cannot sit in that for a minute, or not even a minute, 10 seconds.
He's going to put this, and he is, it's going to be all on Daisy.
I know. You're right. Yeah.
When he could have said, no, Daisy, sorry, I have to be honest with my friend.
Right. Yeah. Yep, I agree. 100%.
Anyway.
So, you know what? Before we move on, we should probably take a quick break before we go into more of this.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
Hey, mods. Hey, mods. This is Gary Brew.
Yeah. Why do you want Gary?
Hey, mods. Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that... Daisy and I, your boss, Daisy.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah,
Get your hand off me.
I just want to let you know that we hooked up. We fucked a little bit.
Okay.
Don't be upset. Don't start crying. Don't be upset.
I'm actually kind of happy.
What?
Because we're nothing. Like, if you want to, like, bang up inside me as much as you want to, we're fine. But like, this clarifies everything. We're like nothing. I see it as good. This is really a good thing. We don't have a future.
Bro.
I'm not playing your stupid fucking game. We're still going to fuck tonight, right?
She leveled him.
I know.
When she said,
I did a lot more meaner than she did. But
you did meaner than she did. Yeah, she's not mean about it. That's what's even more brutal is that you can tell she really doesn't care. She's not emotionally in any of it. And she even says, all I can see is that he clearly just wants the attention from me. And I'm not playing, like you said, I'm not playing those fucking games.
God, I really like her.
I love her.
She definitely is, even though she's young, she's heads above some of the kind of the stews that we've had with just wanting to either fuck the deckies or fuck Gary or fuck around and she's just so, she has so much kind of like, she has held so much perspective on what she's there to do.
Yeah.
And about how this is a summer and it's not going to be the rest of her life. She's there to get hers. And she's not here to find a boyfriend or a husband. I love it. It's so refreshing. This is what you should be doing in your 20s.
It's what you did.
Yeah, I did. With a lot of other people's husbands. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately. Okay, y'all, we're back from the break. I want to say that
if it was a real blessing with all this tumultuous shit that's going on with Gazy and Colin, I'm not going to say Galen, because that's bad. Gazy, let's say Gazy Gate, with all of that, that these guests are lovely people. And
they
seem to be enjoying themselves And well, I was a little worried that when they asked for a Caribbean feast and they have Caribbean roots, that they were going to want something that was like authentic. And but they're like, no, we love Ailisha's food. She's trying. And the one woman said, this Johnny Cakes reminds me of my grandmother, and she used to make them. And she gets, and y'all, for like a chef, and it's like a wonderful thing. I teared up a little bit.
I know you were thinking of your grandmother Poodle.
Grandmother Poodle would probably tell me that I used too much flour in the biscuits. Made it tough.
Y'all, Mother Poodle comes by it honestly.
Yeah, boy. Grandma, I loved Grandmother Poodle. She passed, but boy, you didn't fuck with her.
I bet she passed with that. How old did she live to?
She died relatively young. Well, I say young. She died when she was like 78, 79. She didn't make it to 80. In fairness, she had diabetes and asthma.
Mm.
So big risk.
But she had the will to live.
Yeah, she was a tough bitch. Left her stinko of a husband in the middle of the night with 5 kids. And never looked back.
Never looked back.
Yep. Yep, she was just a tough bitch.
Anyway.
Yeah, she'd say things occasionally, and people just let it go, and you're like, well, that's awful. That's how I learned to watch soap operas.
Were you her favorite grandchild?
I don't know if I was the favorite. My brother and I were. She kept us a lot, so. She really liked me though. I knew that.
So humble.
She did. She did.
She did. Okay, so I thought it was sweet when she cried at the thing. Let's talk about. We kind of already talked about this in the episode, but. What do you think of this? I'm confused. I thought the whole phrase is where there's smoke, there's fire. So how can you not have, how can they have smoke on the boat? I'm talking to you like you know about boat engineering.
I
realize you don't.
I don't know. I don't know any. I guess there was a little bit of smoke, but you can have smoke without fire. I think where they're saying, I think that's an expression that is using the metaphor of smoke and fire to, I'm even boring myself what? Here.
You are deeply detailing.
I think things
exciting.
Can smoke without fire. Like kindling. Kindling can smoke. This is so boring. No one gives a fuck about any of this. Why are you asking? I'm not going to know about how the ship fucking works. I don't have an engineering degree.
You just haven't like even fucked an engineer.
Just 4 useless music degrees. God, I have the degrees. I don't even know where they are. I don't even know where those diplomas are. They're just sitting somewhere in a box.
In a box.
4 degrees. This is the thing, y'all. Book smarts will get you some places in this world, and a lot of places it won't. I can tell you that now. And here I am sitting here in basketball shorts on a microphone.
Wow.
You know what? We're definitely making more money here as a professor, I think, especially an associate professor.
Probably.
Yeah.
You'd have to fuck your way to the president.
Yeah.
And they'd throw you out of academia before that because
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they catch up to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Can't be slutty in academia, y'all. You can't.
No, you can't.
You got it. You can't sleep with your coworkers
not
very
after,
much
not
in
after
academia.
Not after Me Too.
No, nope. Yeah. Now let's keep it all profesh in that one.
Nope. And then if you can't fuck your coworkers, what? How fun is that?
Well, yeah. What do you do at the office party? What's your next tea bag?
Where is it? I already said that one. Oh, I wanted to talk about Colin calling his sister and Monica.
No.
Will you ever? I love it that it's such an obscure opera reference that either people know it or they don't. And it's like, that is, you hear that name and immediately you sing Monica's Waltz from the Menotti opera, The Medium.
Yeah.
Which is not a wide for a layman who kind of knows opera, it's something they would have never seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a one act opera, I believe. I don't know. Maybe it's two acts. So opera queens are like, how could he get this wrong? You could sing Black Swan from it, that really creepy duet. Do you know Black Swan?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Chili.
It's a good opera.
Spools unravel and the spool is thread.
All right.
Sun sings a song for the dying day. Oh, black swan, oh, black rain, take me down with you.
Does a man sing it or a woman?
It's a woman. I should be singing it in my office.
Oh, excited.
Oh, black wind.
We need to move on. We're out to sea.
Gone.
We're out to sea now.
We are.
Okay. We talked about this first in the show, but when Gary goes up to Mads and he's like, so what's happening with us? And she looks him dead in the face and says, nothing is happening with us. And then in her talking head, she's like, oh my God, he's so dramatic. Why does he have to be such a clinger? Blah.
I believe that. I'm going to get on my soapbox just a little bit. I think the people in the younger generation, like Alex and Mads, use the word dramatic a lot. And I think that is a word that people use that is when someone is having feelings.
I agree with that.
They call that being dramatic. And I'm going to say... I would encourage you to maybe think is someone being dramatic or are they having feelings?
Yes, I think there's a line.
Yeah.
When your podcast partner is
no, I'm dramatic. I'm dramatic. It's
throwing,
not feelings.
Throwing things across the room.
When
it looks like Cruella DeVille at the end of that movie when she goes crazy and her eyes are just kind of spinning.
Like, if someone uses the phrase consistently like I do, how dare you? That's dramatic.
That's dramatic.
You can say that to someone, or I have never seen this in all my life. That's dramatic. I will fully admit to that. I've been that way for a long time.
But I think it's good to make that distinction because words matter, and they do. They kind of say, oh, they're so dramatic when someone just is having an emotional moment.
Which is, emotions are okay. But I think in the younger...
Now, he is a clinger. He is clingy.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm saying even Alex says it when someone will be like, oh, they're so dramatic. You're so, or will say something when someone is just like either having an emotion or they'll make a joke or like, oh, my day's been crappy. Oh, you're so dramatic. Because y'all, it's not cool to have feelings. And it's like the more sarcastic we can be and the more sardonic, the cooler we are.
It's Cool Kids Club. Yeah.
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 It's, I agree. It's, we talk about it when we were talking about Kalani and Kalini all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's your next one?
This tablescape that Mads created
with beautiful.
The fruit, gorgeous.
It gorgeous. Was beautiful.
And y'all, Mads is like, Daisy's kind of out on a ledge somewhere. So
I'm going to step up.
I guess I'm going to have to step up and handle the plates and all this. She's like, I'm going to do this before Daisy asks me, basically. And Daisy's like, I need you to do this and this and this. Can you also do this and do the turn downs, please? And so all these things. And Matt's like, yep, got it. And Daisy's basically pulling her hair out by the roots with this personal problem that she has created. And it's just, and even in the very end, it looks like we're going to talk about cake gate.
Oh no.
Or the cake catastrophe that happens here.
To Chase's credit, Chase did say they might want cake.
And so did Alicia. And I need to say,
you always have strong opinions about cake, so go ahead.
I am the resident cake expert on this show. I think you would say that to me.
I would, yes.
I feel very strongly about it. I have very strong opinions and feelings. I am dramatic about cake, if you will.
Well done.
But here's the thing. Don't put cake up. You don't need it unless it's going to. I understand the idea of that. There is no reason a full-grown adult man would not go back for a second piece of cake. And I think Daisy said no one ever wants a second piece of cake. You've never been around me. I always want a second piece of cake, especially if it's good. Now, if you give me a Ralph's sheet cake, no, I'm going to eat one piece and like probably cough it down just to be polite. But if you give me a cake from a bakery and if you give me like a somewhat little slice, what I'll do is I will cut a smaller slice and then I'll probably go back and get another smaller slice. So I will have eaten the equivalent of two pieces. Okay? Don't put a cake up. It's not your business. A cake is a celebratory occasion, and it's okay if it sits there a little longer.
This isn't didn't bring up anything for you at all.
When I saw that they put it up and I saw her saying, no one will ever eat it. And I went, how dare you? Am I being dramatic? Maybe. All I know is cake is a joy in this world. If someone is on a yacht, it is more than acceptable to eat a second piece of cake. More than acceptable. You are having the time of your life. Those are my thoughts. Now, I don't know what's going to happen when they try to put the cake back together. And
it's Humpty Dumpty shit.
Yeah.
Can't do. Yeah.
And I think this was because Daisy was distracted.
Well, she already missed it. There was a birthday party.
Yep.
At 9.
And she's
talking. Forgot about it.
And while this is all happening, she's just talking to Colin again, trying to repair this rift.
Trying to repair. And by now, y'all, everybody in the crew knows because everybody's told everybody. Yeah.
Except for the chef, I believe, who probably has figured it out.
Mads, though, ends up telling other people. Yeah. Gary tells Alex.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Mads.
What's the
story?
Did
you hear they fucked? I like how everyone's like, I just assumed they had.
Yeah. Hey, Lucy. What? I passed beauty. What?
Again, I'm not sure if she didn't know how the numbers worked or if they were unclear on the scoring system.
I don't know. I guess it wasn't as high as she wanted.
Yeah. And the father's like, yay, you passed. I'm going to go. Does the pop and drink for you? I'm so happy for you. We never had a graduate in the...
He was flipping out.
I can't do a Welsh accent.
No, he was flipping out.
He's like, that's great. It's fucking great.
What do you think of my last teabag that I have is, what do you think of Gary saying when he's talking to Chase and bemoaning to Chase about Colin, and is like, then Gary says, if you think I'm a bad friend, you're a childless idiot. Fuck him. Fuck him. And the way Gary said that,
yeah,
it was so angry.
I think he's going to have a lot to answer for.
And I don't think he will.
This season. I think he will apologize at the reunion, because I think he'll probably get emotional about it. I think he, because now that it's over, he's not right in it. He can't apologize now because he's too stubborn. And he really thinks in a very kid way. Well, the rules were that Daisy asked me to promise not to tell anyone, and I didn't tell anyone. And since these are kid games, Colin's being a boo-boo head, because I shouldn't have to apologize. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
So again, though, that is the limits of his intelligence. I'm not making excuses for him. I'm saying that's the way things are for him.
Not going to get much farther.
That's about no one has ever asked Gary to do one adult emotional thing in his life.
And especially to have self-reflection.
Nope. He is good at what he does. He's not a great manager, but the guests seem to have a good time with him, and has a great relationship with Captain Glenn. And his skill set is other places. As an emotional adult, he is a failure. That's simply put. And Daisy knows that. You can't have it. Now, the fact that Daisy had sex with him not once, but twice is a failure on her part.
What does that guy say at the end of that Indiana Jones? That was a poor choice.
You chose
poorly.
Unwat poorly.
Poorly. You chose poorly. That's Shady Night in Indiana. And then,
how would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Don't.
And then the beautiful blonde Nazi dies.
She dies. Yes, she dies. Yeah.
I remember Indiana Jones, because if you know someone was a Nazi, they were just a bad person. It was just easy. It was much easier then. Now we don't know who the Nazis are.
Yeah, well, we'll see. They're making a new one. We'll see if there's Nazis in it.
It was just so much easier when you knew who the Nazis were.
Yeah, and they're
now someone might be saying, "Well, I'm kind of a Nazi, and I kind of think some things the Nazis thought were a good idea." Wait, so you could, but you're still a bad person, right? No, I'm not. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, we're not
just
making fun of
just
it.
A nicer
we're
Nazi.
We're pointing out how stupid it is. So. Oh, I hate that.
It was nicer when they wore swastikas. That's what I'll say.
I gotta say, I try to be real nice and understanding, But if you're a Nazi, I think you need to be taken off this planet.
What not a brave stance.
No, but I mean, like, I normally am like, oh, that bad person, just a politician or someone. I'm not like, just I hope they die. But no, if someone says I'm a Nazi, I'm like, yeah, I don't think you need to be on the earth. I hope something gets you.
Well, yeah. I think that's pretty fair. It's good. Look, reality gays, not supporting Nazis.
Taking that stance.
That's a stance. We may lose listeners.
And bye.
Let's hope we don't, because hopefully no one's already listening who's an actual Nazi.
We need to move on. That's all I have.
I can see a pull quote now from Poodle. I wish it was nicer when they wore swastikas.
That's a show, everybody. I don't know what to say anymore.
Please don't twist my words because you can. I meant that it's nicer that you knew who the Nazis were.
I know.
To avoid them.
It. Yeah.
And now you can't. I'm basically saying they're everywhere.
All right, everybody. That's the show.
Wow. Get me out of this.
Y'all, that's a show. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find everything.
And this has been the last episode of Reality Gaze.
This is the last episode of Reality. We'll see you next week. If we're back next week, you'll be able to hear us say, but for now, it's been lovely. And this is the last time where we say what, Poodle?
Anchors a gay for the last time.